Get out of bed.
Get coffee.
Get juice.
Get toast.
Get some form of condiment.
Get interviews.
Get news.
Get music.
Get entertained.
Get naked.
You're listening to
Get Cereal.
Julia, I am someone that I drop my phone all the time. Do
See,
you?
I used to be that person, and then I
what
got
do you
a
mean
new.
Used to be.
I was the worst. I was clumsy.
How
Everyone
can
knows
you change?
It. Well, I got a new phone. It's a lot heavier. It's a lot bigger.
Ooh.
And now I feel like I'm babying my phone.
La-dee-da, Julia.
Well, we've been
Breaking
over this, Sam.
The money.
Stop. You should have seen the stuff I was dealing with before. It was not pretty.
I remember. Well,
that good old battery life? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
What is that?
I know. Well, I'm someone that I constantly drop my phone. And I thought this week when I dropped it onto concrete. It was upside down. It was like a whole Schrodinger's cat thing where is it smashed? Is it not? It's in a perpetual state of being smashed and not smashed.
You don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I picked up the phone.
Oh, God.
It was fine.
Oh.
Thank God.
How?
It was fine.
Miracles were working that day.
I know. And then I looked on Facebook on my phone.
Oh, you could see it on your phone.
Yeah, I know.
No smash.
Wasn't cracked. And I thought, yep, Facebook is stalking me again because it came up with an ad, very scarily, about mobile airbags. So for people like me who drop their phone.
Yeah.
Little airbags, but not like car airbags where they come out as like little cushions, I guess.
And dramatically too.
Yes. And it just.
Which is what you want in a time of crisis.
Yes, yes, but it doesn't go that way exactly. So from this ad, I saw that they're little prongs that come out two on each corner. So facing both ways. One goes one way, the other goes the other way on every corner. So there's eight prongs in total that stick out. So it stops the phone from actually the contact from the phone onto the ground, if that makes sense.
I'm just imagining a little parachute flying up.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, oh no, release the parachute.
That would be much, much cuter and cooler, I feel. But these little prongs, they stop your phone from actually like hitting the ground and smashing. And I thought, wow. What else could my phone do? If, like, it's already got Siri, it already can do so many different things. Now it can save itself from being smashed. What else could it do to be, you know, even more high tech?
I mean, probably not as extreme as that. But I was thinking, you know, when you open your phone, you unlock it, you've put in your passcode, whatever, and then you go, what was I doing again? What if your phone could read your mind to be like, this is the app you want? Which it kind of does, like the particular brand that we both use.
Yeah.
You flick it down and it tells you your most recently used apps or whatever like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I find that my podcast app knows when I listen most to podcasts.
So it has a little notification.
Like when I get home, where else? When I'm about to get on the bus, it's like, this is your time to listen to podcasts, isn't it?
You might like this, Julia.
Oh, and you're
like,
brilliant.
Yes, I would.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I would like for a stand to come out of the phone. So whether that
what kind of stand?
Or like little claws so it could climb up the side of the wall. I know that sounds really creepy. Climb up the side of the wall and get like a really good selfie. Like when you're wanting bathroom selfies, when you're wanting a selfie like in the studio today, or if you want a selfie walking around on the street, or, you know, you're on holidays and your friend is doing something else, or you're by yourself on holidays and you're like, okay, can you just go over there and
I need someone to capture all my candid shots, Sam.
Yes, yes. And it can just walk behind you and get really artsy photos.
It's just flying away in that parachute that it already has, taking some snaps.
Yeah, yeah, all that. What about, like, more voice control? Like, when you are busy doing something, you can be like, oh, who sent me the last text message? What did they say?
Isn't that called Siri?
No, but she doesn't do that. I don't think she reads out text messages.
Oh,
or
she
at
needs
least
to work on her game.
I know. Siri, you can up your game a bit, I definitely think. Yeah. Well, I'd like my phone to do more things, but not to the point that it gets creepy.
Yes, we have a pointer where we will stop and say, that's enough, phone.
Yes.
You know too much.
Don't really read our minds. We don't really want you to read absolutely everything.
No. Beatrice, darling.
Yes, Harmony, dear.
Did you see it's almost 900 hours and you know what that means?
Oh, yes, we have to tune our frequency modulation to 90.7.
Oh, yes. It is the crazy news update of the week.
Oh, it's just crazy, darling.
Oh, splendid.
This morning on Sin 90.7's Crazy News Update of the Week,
Ever paid for a ride home and thought, gee, that's expensive? Well, if you happen to be in Finland until tomorrow, you can literally sing your heart out in exchange for a lift to and from home. The sing-along shuttle has been coined by clean energy company Fortum, shuttling music lovers to and from the Ruse Rock Festival. And behind the fun idea is a brilliant marketing tactic. Fortum are showing off just how quiet their cars run on electricity with built-in sound meters.
Octopus activists, turn the radio down. The octopus known for correctly predicting the outcomes of Japan's World Cup matches will be psychic no longer. Rabio the octopus correctly swam towards different ends of a pool lined with the Japanese flag, the flag of the opposition, and a flag indicating a draw. Out of all three contests, Rabio correctly predicted Japan's win against Colombia, a tie with Senegal, and a loss to Poland. But now, much like the fate of the Japanese soccer team itself, Rabio has said goodbye. The soothsayer has been pawned off to the seafood market as a tasty meal.
A woman was found alive after being pronounced dead and taken to a morgue in South Africa earlier in the week. An employee was doing a routine checkup on the morgue fridges when he found the woman well and truly breathing. The family are refusing to comment to the police until they have answers, and the health department is investigating the training of the paramedics, which includes checking for a pulse and breathing. This is not the first time a person has been found alive in South Africa after being pronounced dead.
And finally, don't you hate it when Siri barges in unwelcome? A British politician was in the middle of giving a speech to Parliament when the virtual assistant sprung to life. Defence Secretary Gavin Williamson was speaking about Syria when a very British-sounding male voice piped in, "I found something on the web for Syria." The polly brushed it off and later apologised for the disruption, saying his 13-year-old ought to teach him how to change his phone's feature. But comments online suggest a defence secretary of all people should know how important it is to secure your phone.
And that's all to update you on for Crazy News Update of the Week. You're here on Get Serial Saturdays with Sam and Jules.
Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Serial!
Yes, you are listening to Get Serial! Get up! Get some cereal in that bowl! Condiments, all that sort of stuff, breakfast things, and enjoy
bacon.
Your morning.
Bacon. Good bacon. Morning, Melbourne. You are listening to Get Serial Saturdays. Hope you're having a fantastic morning, a fantastic weekend, bright and early. It's a max of 13 degrees today. A bit chilly, a few showers on the way, but
oh,
hey.
Showers.
Let's get out of the cold and get some warmth into your day with us.
Speaking of getting some warmth into your body and into your day, there's this art exhibition which is coming to Melbourne, which includes dozens of human bodies. But I'll talk more about that coming up, hey?
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to hear about that. We're also going to be trying a bit of a challenge here on Get Serial Saturdays. Sam and I tend to be pretty good listeners to one another.
Mm.
We tend to respond well.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, yes.
What happens when we can't hear each other?
Yeah, I feel like some crazy's gonna unfold. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah,
what happens.
Stick around, guys. Let's see if we can communicate without hearing one another.
Julia, you know that I'm somebody who I like my sleep. I need to have at least 8 hours of sleep.
See,
a night.
You are definitely an outlier for your early 20s, for your age.
Outlier. What's an outlier?
Someone that doesn't fit the stereotype, I would say.
Like, really? Majority of adults need 8 hours of sleep.
Yes, but in theory, I think a lot of people don't get that. So
no,
I applaud
no.
you for
yes.
going the full miles and getting
yes.
your shut eye.
I put my sleep first. I am a big sleeper. I just feel like I can't concentrate. I can't do what I'm meant to do, and I can't do a good job without sleep.
Also, you don't have coffee, so that's probably
yes.
where everyone else makes up for it because you're a tea drinker.
Yes, yep. definitely. And if I have something like an energy drink, I feel really guilty drinking it because there's a lot of sugar and then I just feel really sick after. So, yeah, nothing to really combat that apart from, you know, just pinching myself to stay awake.
Just slapping yourself. Be like, hey,
yeah.
anyone got a baseball bat lying
Sorry,
around?
Like, throw cold water on all me or something. Yeah, I need all of that. So I'm very precious with my sleep and I know that I am. And I know my family and all my friends, including yourself, you know that if you wake me up during sleep, I'm not a very nice person when
nah,
it comes to that.
No, you're not.
Yeah. So recently, I'm having to take care of my dog because my parents are away.
Oh, here we go. I've heard this. Oh, she had to wake me up every couple of hours.
She did. Okay. My mum is someone.
Wait till you have a child, Sam.
Well, this is where I'm getting with this.
All right. Okay. Sorry. I'll back down.
My mum wakes up every 3 or 4 hours because she needs to go to the bathroom. She's walking around. She's an older lady, so she doesn't sleep as well. That makes her sound really old, but she's not that old. She
what
just
we got
doesn't
to
sleep
look
well.
Forward to in our yeah. in our coming years.
Apparently, that's just normal. So Roxy, my dog, has developed the same routine, and she keeps waking me up. No joke, every 3 hours, and previously it was every hour. And I couldn't do it. I remember standing at the door and being like, "I can't do this. I can't do this anymore. I couldn't."
So what does she do? She goes up to your door and she starts scratching, going, Mom, I need a pee."
So she sleeps in my room.
Oh,
so she goes.
Well,
to
there's
the...
your first mistake.
No. But I want her to sleep in my room.
Okay.
Because she's cute, and then she gets lonely.
Oh well, then don't complain, Sam. You'll bring this on yourself.
No, I'm not.
All right.
So she sleeps in my room. So she opens the door. She goes, the door slightly open. So she pulls it open, goes down to the door downstairs, and I can hear her like wailing at the top of her lungs to go outside. Most of the time she needs to go to the bathroom. Other times I've been waiting at the door for at least 5 minutes in my sort of half asleep state.
And you're stupor.
Yeah, where is she? And I go outside and she's out there just having a good sniff. Having a sniff.
She got you good.
And then she looks at me and she runs to the gate because she wants me to take her out for a walk. And I have got to the point where I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have kids because I really just, I'm not enjoying having my sleep broken up by a dog. If it was a baby, God help me.
If the baby wants a walk at 3 a.m., I will be very concerned.
Walk, oh God, if it's a very big baby.
Sam, we know each other pretty well. We're pretty good at guessing what each other's sentences are going to, where they're going to end up.
Which I was going to interrupt you then, and then I was like, no, I know I'm going to screw it up.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to be like, where they're going to end up.
Yeah. So I thought, Sam, we'd put this to the test. Do we really know each other this well? And can we communicate via the radio without hearing one another?
Okay.
So in front of us, we have a couple of earplugs.
Yes, we do.
We've got a set each. And I am not great with earplugs, so you're going to show me how to put them in, and we're going to try and communicate not hearing each other.
All right, here we go. Headphones off. All right, so they're pretty standard earplugs, just like the little sort of squishy ones.
Okay.
So what you do, this is the process that I know because I've got a lot of builders around my house. I'm sure you actually take these home. You might need them so you can actually
sleep.
Me?
Okay. Sleep? What time am I sleeping? 7 a.m.?
So what I do is I squish them up into like I kind of fold them so it's like nice and small.
They're very malleable.
Yeah, they are. But just mainly the end. You want to get the end kind of small.
Am I twisting
then
it? Like this?
I hold it with one hand.
Am I twisting it like this?
Don't twist it.
Oh, okay.
Don't twist it because then
there
like just squish it. Just like squish it between two fingers and hold it.
Can you show me the whole thing with it? Oh, so you've just squished the start of
it. So I haven't squished the end so much.
All right.
But then again, I don't know if I have small ears.
It almost looks like a chess piece.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. And so now I hold it in the hand of the ear that it's going to go in. So if it's my right ear, I hold it in my right hand.
Smart.
And then the other hand, I go over my head and I pull the top of my ear up to sort of open up my ear canal.
Oh, I've got very small ear canals.
Same. So this is the process
I can feel something.
And then you hold
it's not
it in.
Comfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
And then hold it there and it'll expand.
Are my ears going to explode?
No.
No, this is uncomfortable. Should I be like,
well,
should I be concerned?
My ears explode. There you go. So now it's starting to expand.
Shivers. This is not okay. It's going to pop. Oh, that's a bit gross. I'm taking mine out. I think I'm just going to put headphones on.
Okay, you can put headphones on. So
don't look at that
in.
Disgustingness. All right.
No, yeah, you have very small ear canals. The standard ones don't fit.
Back in the day, I was a drummer, so I should be able to use earplugs.
Oh, so you're using your ones.
Oh, this works. So I'm just going to try
drumming and
block out all the sound by wearing some earmuffs that are probably for gardening. Sam, can you hear me?
This one's still
I can still hear
inflating.
You. I'm just going to wait till you've got stuff in.
Okay. Are you ready? Almost. It's this one. This
I can still sort of
inflating.
Hear
inflating. And now I really can't hear much.
Excellent.
It's getting...
All right. Hi, Sam. I'm going to try and tell you a story.
Okay.
And you're going to try and contribute.
All right.
So, Sam, I can still hear you. but hopefully you can't hear me. So, Sam.
I can't really hear what you're saying. I'm just going to look at your lips.
I'm talking now.
Hi. Hi. Oh, sorry.
So, Sam, we were supposed to do the show from Fed Swear next week. I'm just going to talk a bit quieter.
So, something about Fridays.
So next week, we were going to do this thing called an OB, which is called an outside broadcast.
Well, I don't know what you're saying. Something about Fridays. We don't go on Fridays. We're Saturdays.
Yeah. So we are the Saturday show, and I can hear her,
but she can't hear me. So that's good. Sorry, Julia. I can't help you.
Now we were going to go and do the show from Fed Square because we like trains, and we thought that there were lots of different things.
Trains.
She heard trains.
I can see that.
I'm going to talk quieter.
Are and you we just about thought the OB?
We could do.
Damn it. Oh.
She's talking.
Okay,
she knows.
I got a yes. Yes. Okay, so something about the OB with trains. And she's waiting for me to talk. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yep. So what do you think of that?
I didn't get any of that.
Okay. So we're going to go and we're going to get some sinspiration all around the train station at Fed Square, hopefully.
I guess so, yes.
And, you know, there's plenty of graffiti around and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, we get some quotes, some Insta quotes,
something
but they'll be real life.
Stuff. Yes, I do have a lot of stuff.
And I also thought that one of the things we could do with the How to Adult segment is that we could go and we could ask people how they actually calculate their mic. What do you think about that, Sam?
I know Sam. I heard Sam.
Mikey.
And I see Sam.
Mikey? Hey.
Mikey. Yes. Good. Okay.
Why was I talking about Mikeys?
Yes. Okay. Talk about Mikeys. Me to talk about them. I have a Mikey. I lost a lot of them and now I have four because I found them again.
And we also thought that we would throw in a lot of train puns. Because we like trains.
I saw puns. We like Mikey puns.
We like trains.
Train puns.
Train puns. Yeah.
I don't know any train puns.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I think she's giving up.
Anything you're saying. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm giving up, Julia.
Okay. Do you want to take your plugs out? What do you think I was talking about?
Train puns.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey's. Mm-hmm. Our OB.
Yeah. You did pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't think I was making any sense just then.
I don't know what else you were.
That was pretty much it.
That was pretty much it. Oh my God. All right. Well, obviously without my ears, I'm not a very good
talker.
No,
you did very well.
Did I?
Yeah.
I still feel like I didn't. But anyway.
I kept on getting distracted by you and your responses instead of telling the actual story.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Get inspired. Yes, it is time for a little bit of sinspiration, Julia.
Sinspired.
Oh, are you excited for this quote?
What have you got for us, Sam?
Okay, so this quote is by Colette Worden.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know who this person is.
Don't know what she's up to.
Don't know. But her quote is just amazing. Okay, here we go. Timing is irrelevant. It's man-made. It creates a manufactured stereotype around when you should do or feel something. There is no too soon or too long. Who the hell made up those rules? If you feel it, go with it. If you get presented with an opportunity that you want, take it. Even if it's been a day or a decade in the making, there is no timeline. Time is surpassed by energy. When the energy is aligned between people, circumstances, or opportunities, it will feel like magic, no matter what the date or time is. That's when you'll know your soul is ready for it. Your only responsibility is to allow yourself to move with nature, with the natural flow. The universe will take care of the rest.
Ooh, that was deep.
Yeah. That's just the... That's mic the universe. Drop. Yeah, universe dropping the mic, hey? Or Colette here.
Good one, Colette.
Yeah, I just thought this was incredible because I'm someone who I'm also in the acting industry, singing industry. We're both in radio. And just in general life with relationships and any career decisions, You're always taught that by the time you're, I don't know, in your 20s, you should know exactly what you want to do. You should be on that path, or you should be successful, because everybody expects you to go to university. Everybody expects you to be young and successful immediately. And that just doesn't work for majority of people, because success doesn't equal effort, you know?
Yeah. And there's all this pressure that seems like you have to do it by what other people older than you have done, your peers have done, maybe your older brother or sister has done it this way, you've got to do it that way, your family says you've got to study this, you've got to do that.
Yeah.
You've got to get a full-time job, you've got to do this, you've got to work in that industry, whatever it may be. And, yeah, I certainly feel the pressure that maybe I'm not ticking the right box at the right time and doing what everyone else is doing in their own timeline. But I am a big believer that things will work out in its own way, and I got to have that faith.
Yes, yes. It's the trust that you will do the right thing and you will make it happen, that if you want it, it'll as in, not well, sort of if you want it, you'll get it, because, no, you can't just get things without putting in effort, but trusting that you are the type of person to put in all your effort, that it'll happen eventually because you will make it happen.
There is part in, like, surrendering to the process and however things are meant to unfold. I do believe in a bit of that and a bit of chance and timing and all that.
Yeah.
Then there's also the you put in the hard work for things to happen and you are, you know, basically planting the seed for good things to happen. And this is getting a bit, you know, inspiring and, and a bit, I don't know, some people might not sort of believe in this sort of thing. And I'm probably a bit of a skeptic when it comes to, like, oh, trusting in the process and stuff. But I do believe there is elements to that, and there's elements to you working your ass off to make things happen. But when you were talking about, you know, relationships and that sort of thing, it's also kind of like when you're in a really beautiful moment, whether it's with friends, where it's a really good relationship, whatever it may be, a job that you're really enjoying at the time, I sometimes feel like I want to capture that moment and relive it again.
Yes, yes. There's always that need to relive those moments. And I guess we need to learn to live more in that moment, that other moments will come along. Enjoy where you are right now. And I think that is something that it just humans in general struggle with doing, because you're forever looking ahead just because of survival techniques, career, same thing with relationships. Everyone's sort of on their one path that they know that they want to end up. You know, I want to end up opening that door. But sometimes you forget about all the other doors around you that are opening up, and maybe they might lead you somewhere else. And to be available to take that opportunity as well is important.
Like, you need to smell the roses, I suppose. You know, take stock of that
roses.
Moment. Enjoy the process or the journey and not the destination, all those sorts of cliches. I'm so guilty of it myself. But
same.
I think that's why I kind of enjoy the process of journaling as well. I've started to get back into that because, you know, you feel like you might be climbing up. Well, I'm not going to use the right expression here, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
You're going up a hill and then what's the expression? You're trying
climbing a mountain or pushing a boulder uphill?
Yeah, that's the one I was going for.
Yeah.
We talked about bouldering before, so you're in the right headspace, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. But Sam, it's like when you're pushing it uphill and then you're going, and I can't see the end. I can't see the top. I can't see this ever ending. And then if you take stock of that moment where you are and you journal your feelings or you express it to someone or you have some sort of way of having that self-reflection, then you really do appreciate those moments when you say, oh, look how far I've come.
Yeah. Definitely. Spot on there, Julia.
I don't know. That unraveled.
I know.
I was like, we got to pick apart this.
I loved you just going, and, like, I could feel your passion and that energy in it. That was beautiful. Well done, Julia.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah. I think I went on a bit too long.
No.
But I enjoyed the quote. So thanks for this inspiration.